The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days? Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were numbered about 5,000. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
You have probably maybe noticed that some people no longer want to, but if you listen or look at the evening news on television, it's always very bad news these days and seems on a daily basis to be getting worse. And while people say, "I'm glad to be rid of the year 2020, it's not much difference the beginning of 2021. Indeed, it's in some ways much worse, as we find out every day, not just here in this country, but in many countries. And have you noticed very often at the end of the news, they have bit of very nice news, like something somebody is doing, maybe on a very small basis, but nevertheless doing something to help, making what we might call making a difference to people and consequently in their own life. And so we come to the gospel this morning. And it's important to point out that Jesus was aware of the need of the people, even before the apostles came and asked him, "What are we going to do with all these people here? They must be getting hungry. They've been here a long time." And what did he do? He said, "Give them something yourselves to eat. You do something about it." Now, what do we normally do? We say, "Get somebody to help them." We don't often make an effort ourselves, and that's what really matters. Because we say, what difference will the little bit that I do make? You may or may not remember, there was a retired army man in England this last year, and he was touching 100 years old. He was on the point of being 100 years old. And he was very aware of what was happening all around him, and people suffering, and people out of work, and people short of food, and so on. So in order to raise some funds, he asked people to sponsor him. And he did 100 rounds of his garden every day, and he walked with a walker bent down very slow, and asked people to sponsor him so much a round. And the end of the story, that he ended up, he kept walking, and he ended up with over 100 million just by walking around the garden. And there was, you might laugh at that at the beginning, but look what he did and the difference he made. And that money was used to open up many food banks all over the country for people who were hungry. And don't be totally overcome by all the bad news at the moment, but look at all the people who are putting their own lives at risk and reaching out to help, apart from those wonderful people and on the front line, but all the volunteers who are running food banks at the moment all over the country. And you or I may not be worried, and we are very blessed if we're not, about where the next meal comes from. But we see so many little families and women and single mothers so worried, where will I get food for my children? And look at the wonderful work our food banks are doing all over the country. And people helping in a little way. But when we unite, and as the first reading in the Gospel says, when we show our love for one another, not just talk about it, but actually practice it. That's what we are called to do. Look at the difference that it makes. So in these hard, difficult times and worrying times, try and see the light that so many people, and we see them and we hear about them, who never got involved or thought of doing anything before, are now out there doing things. And hopefully, at the end of all this, when people are vaccinated and we can safely resume life again, I pray and I hope that we won't go back to what we call was normal before, but in some ways and in many ways we'll be a much better people, much more caring people, because no matter how bad any situation is, there's always something to be learned from it and always something to be gained. And so that ought to be our outlook on life. How can I use the present situation to become a better and a more caring person?